Welcome to the Table for One edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyantaya. And today, we sail through the incredible story of groundbreaking pioneer in the video game industry. We're talking about Nintendo, but before that, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
So rewind to 1889, Fusajiro Yamauchi founded Nintendo, a brand that would go on to become a household name, not just amongst kids, but adults too. Initially, Nintendo created the Hanafuda cards, which was far away from being video games. These are flower cards that are traditional Japanese playing cards used in a variety of games. These cards were crafted from the bark of the mulberry trees and were very popular in Japan back then. But it was in 1950s and 60s, under the leadership of Hiroshi Yamauchi, the brand began to diversify its product line. This historical saw the company dabbling in various business ventures, including a taxi company, a love hotel chain, instant rice, and a TV network. However, most of these ventures were not successful in the long term. It was only in 1970s that Nintendo's significant pivot came into existence when it ventured into the electronic entertainment industry. They began by developing light gun games for arcades and later moved on to creating video game consoles for home entertainment market. However, the beam of light shaped through in 1983 when Nintendo went on to launch the family computer, Famicom, later rebranded as the Nintendo Entertainment System for international market. It was during this era that the franchises like Super Mario Bros., Pokemon, The Legend of Zelda, and more became synonymous to Nintendo, revolutionizing the gaming industry forever. Speaking of which, did you know that the iconic franchise of Super Mario has sold over 350 million units globally, making it one of the best-selling video game franchises ever? However, Mario, did you know, was originally called Jumpman and was a carpenter and not a plumber. The character evolution of Mario and his world became the central identity of Nintendo. Later, in 1989, Nintendo released the Game Boy, revolutionizing the portable gaming industry. The Game Boy's durability, long battery life, and addictive nature of games like Tetris made it a massive success, changing the way people played games on the go. But one of the most significant moments in the gaming history was a fallout of Nintendo with Sony. In the early 90s, Nintendo and Sony were collaborating on a CD-ROM add-on for Super Nintendo. However, due to contractual disagreements, Nintendo unexpectedly partnered with Philips instead. This move left Sony to independently develop what would eventually become the PlayStation, a major rival for Nintendo in the gaming world today. Having said that, today Nintendo continues to innovate with new consoles and gaming technology, including the Nintendo Switch, which has sold over 92 million units worldwide. So from playing cards to shaping the gaming world, that's Nintendo's epic journey for you this week. That's it for today. What's your favorite Nintendo game? And while you tell us that, don't forget to subscribe to all the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast and Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Join me next week for a Table for Two edition. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.